Coming up in just a few seconds, we'll introduce you to our host restaurant for our Out to Lunch segment. Each week, we go out to lunch with a thought leader and talk business, politics, and more. Our host this month is Vino 209 in the historic Valley Junction of West Des Moines, Iowa. We'll introduce you to owner Kelly Sharp and chef Andrew Phelps in just a moment. Inside on Business, the News Hour is made possible through the support of Lauren Campbell Photography, helping make beautiful memories that last a lifetime and beyond. LaurenCampbellPhotography.com.
Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits of any size. Aureon.com. And Action Coach Monty Wyatt and Live to Lead with John Maxwell, Carly Fiorina, Daniel Pink, and Deborah Searle. That's Live, the number 2, LeadDesMoines.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. We are, well, sort of out to lunch. We were hanging out with Cindy Axne, who's running for Congress in the 3rd Congressional District. And our host was Vino 209. And this is kind of a reunion of sorts. Kelly Sharp, who owns Heart of Iowa, which is right next door to Vino 209, by the way, was on our broadcast maybe a year ago or so when you first opened this wonderful place. Welcome back. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Fun to have you here.
This is such a unique spot. I would describe it as small and intimate, but you have this great window, this wall that opens up to the outside.
I know, and we were able to have it open for you today, which
is
awesome.
This is just beautiful, yeah.
Thank you.
That has got to be something people walk by here and they go, what the heck is this, huh?
Yep, that's actually one of the number one things that people talk about is having that window open and what an atmosphere it gives. You know, it feels like you're in Rome or you're in Chicago or Denver, and it just gives it a really sophisticated yet cozy atmosphere
without,
in here.
Without having the tables on the sidewalk, you're
right
on the sidewalk.
Exactly. Yep. Indoor patio all the way around.
It is so cool. Tell us a little bit about Vino 209. How did this all come about so that we can refresh people's memory?
Well, I own, like you said, Heart of Iowa Marketplace, and I've owned that for 7 years, and I actually own my building in Valley Junction, and I kept wanting to have somewhere that my girlfriends could come, have a nice glass of wine, sit and chat, have nice, light, fresh food, and there really wasn't anywhere in the district at that time that you could go and do that.
Right.
So I kept talking to my husband and said, hey, let's open a restaurant. And he kept saying, no,
you're out of your
no.
mind.
And eventually, one time, I'm hanging out with Abby, my manager at Heart of Iowa, and I said, hey, I should do a wine bar. So I went to my husband and said, what about a wine bar? And he said, yeah, that's a great idea. So that's kind of how it came about.
You know, Abby has an amazing memory. She has an amazing memory. So we walked in here just a little bit ago, and she said, I'm going to go get fudge for you. No nuts, right? How does she remember that a year ago, for crying out loud? That was remarkable. That whole thing about finding good people to work with you, tough, isn't it?
Oh, it's out of starting the wine cafe, that has been my number one challenge, is finding good associates, good employees, and a year later, we have a great team on board. We just brought on a new chef several months ago, and he has taken us to the next level in terms of what we're offering for our catering services. We're ready to launch a new menu here in September in conjunction with our one-year anniversary, and we are just so excited about what we're doing here at Vino.
Well, we're going to turn our attention over to Chef Andrew Phelps for just a moment, and Chef Phelps is relatively new to Vino 209, coming to us from a western state out there in Colorado, and we're going to talk a little bit about the menu, if you don't mind, Chef. Welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be with you.
Tell us a little bit about you, first of all. Where did you get your training? How did you get into this whole food business?
So long story short, I grew up in an Italian family, always around food, loved it. Didn't think to take it as a career until I was in college. I was an economics major.
Really?
It wasn't for me. Dropped out. Hey, Mom, I'm going to go cook. Worked my way up in the kitchens, had an opportunity to work with great chefs in Denver. And then met my wife, had a child, and came out to Iowa
decided to raise the family here.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about the menu preparation, what you're doing now. Now, we had, by the way, a chicken salad and a corn salad, a chicken salad sandwich and corn salad. It was absolutely amazing. I don't even know what was all in there, but it was really tasty. Can you tell us a little bit about the menu?
Sure. So what we want to do with this next menu is continue the focus of simple flavors, good ingredients, high quality ingredients, and local as much as we can. I think my job as a chef is not to manipulate flavors, but to highlight them and to illuminate them and present them in a way that is beautiful and showcases them to their best ability.
Now, that you said something I think that's really interesting, and many chefs talk about this, because we not only eat with our palate, but we also eat with our eyes, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's got to look
good. That's the first thing they see. That's the first impression our guests have when that food comes out, is how does it look?
When we go through the menu just a little bit, what are the top things that people seem to come to Vino 209 for, other than the wine? The wine selection, by the way, is amazing.
Yeah, and, you know, Vino, wine's in our title, so the wine is always going to come first, and what we want to do is complement that wine. So we want a place to come in, order a bottle of wine, have that European atmosphere, and get those small plates. We're going to do great cheeses. We're going to continue to use Sweet Point cheese, Prairie Breeze, local ingredients that complement that wine.
Yeah, and it is kind of reminiscent of a European cafe. Kelly, talk to us a little bit about that, because, you know, when we dine in Europe, it's a whole different experience than what it is here. Here we're all about turning tables quick and moving. And in Europe, you go and you just languish and you enjoy your time. Is that kind of what you're trying to get to here?
Right. That's exactly what we want to do. And we want people to come and get a bottle of wine and share time with their friends instead of going, okay, well, I haven't had my food here in 5 minutes. I want it now.
Yeah.
We really want them to enjoy and experience not only the food and the wine, but the atmosphere. That is probably one of the things, again, that we get a lot of compliments are, is the vibe of this place, the feel of this place, the different people that come into this place from, you know, ladies during the lunch hour. In the evening, we have our live music where we've got couples that come in, and just a whole lot of different types of people, which creates a really fun atmosphere.
Yeah.
And again, those small plates lend themselves to taking your time. You know, let's order this plate, and then we've eaten that. Now let's try the cheese plate. Now let's try the panzella salad. You know, let's try a bunch of different things instead of everybody, and share it instead of everybody ordering
sure.
their own individual meal.
Sure. What's the biggest challenge of, first of all, I'm going to come to that later. I am always astounded when I come to the historic Valley Junction. There's not a parking place to be had out here. This place is just crazy busy all the time. That has got to be good for business.
It is. And that is, again, one of the reasons that I now own two businesses in Valley Junction. It's a great place to be. We've got the foundation, which creates all sorts of wonderful events, from the farmers market to the jingle in the junction. There's always something going on, always people coming here. In addition, it's a very walkable district. So people start at one end, they walk down to the street, they don't have to get in and out of their cars.
This is five or six blocks,
right.
and it's beautiful.
Right.
And what's really interesting is starting to expand beyond the five or six blocks.
It is.
And you're going even further to the north. It's Vino 209. Where did that must be the address, yeah?
It is, 209 Fifth
Street. Guys cheated. Come on. Vino 209. We are in the historic Valley Junction. Outside of employees, what's the biggest challenge of running a restaurant?
I think controlling your costs.
Yeah.
You know, controlling your food costs, controlling your wine costs, making sure that you have the right things that people want. Because it gets very expensive to offer wine by the glass, and then all of a sudden I've selected the wrong wine, and
ouch.
Every week we're throwing away a half a bottle because we've only sold half of it.
How do you do that? You must really, Wow. I hadn't thought about
that.
Well,
I have to taste a lot of wine, and that's really difficult for me.
Just give me a bottle and a straw, kids.
Yeah, yeah. But you do have to really watch that, and we do the wine tasting so that we can get a feel for if we want to have a new wine or introduce a wine, you know, do people like it? And we really try to get feedback from people. And then, of course, your sales reports will tell you what you want to know. Are you selling it or not?
That's another very European strategy, if you will. We in the United States, for one reason or another, and I've never quite figured this out, we have this aversion to having wine at lunch.
I don't have that aversion.
but many people do. They go, oh, yeah, I just can't have wine at lunch. But that is a very European thing to do.
It is, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. You're breaking the mold here on us, right?
I'm trying. I'm really trying, you bet.
What's your next step, Andrew? You're going to be putting this new menu together for fall. Are you trying to do some seasonal things as well? Is that part and parcel of this?
Yeah, we want to, you know, recognize and appreciate the seasons and the changing of foods. But we also are in a global market where I can get fresh strawberries any time of the year. So one of our number one selling salads is a strawberry salad. And I'm going to keep that on the menu for fall because we want to keep the customers happy, and I can. It's always in season somewhere in the world.
I got to ask, the chicken salad we had today, was there grapes in that, or what was in that?
So that's a very traditional chicken salad.
But there was it was based sweet,
off
but
the
it was
Waldorf. Yeah, it's got candied pecans, red grapes, celery.
It's very good, very good. And I got to give the plug up for the corn salad. What the heck was that?
So the corn salad is just a ode to corn right now in Iowa, which is the best in the world.
What did you drizzle on it that was so
balsamic? That's a balsamic reduction that we import from Italy. Just very simple ingredients, a couple tomatoes, some fresh mozzarella, fresh basil. And like I said, we just let the ingredients speak for themselves.
Yeah, well, they did speak for themselves. We had a delightful lunch. Thanks, Andrew, for stopping by. You got to go to work. You got people to cook for.
That's what we do.
That's what you do. Kelly, thanks so very much for joining us again on the Business News Hour, and I wish you all tons of luck. You're our host for the next several weeks as we go out to lunch, so along with your dining room, where people can wander in off the street through this really cool window/door/open area onto the historic Valley Junction. What else you got going on?
Well, we're finding that we're doing lots and lots of special events for people. So in-house parties. So business meetings in the afternoons where people are doing strategy planning, to a lot of bridal showers, baby showers, surprise birthday parties. We do, absolutely.
Oh.
We have a small private room in the back, which will hold about 20, 24 guests. But then we also kind of feed into the restaurant area where we'll give them a private bar. So we can do up to 30 to 40 guests for a social event. And it's just been phenomenally successful.
On their time. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
So normally, you know, the bridal showers, baby showers are in the morning on a Saturday morning or, you know, a Sunday afternoon. And then, again, the surprise parties are Friday, Saturday evenings. And then we also do some private events as well for vino. So we are going to do a special wine pairing event where Chef Andrew's creating some pairings with wines. And we'll have our sommelier from Southern Glaciers come in and tell you about our wines and our food, and a little private event. Come in and have some fun.
You know, I really I really like the heart of Iowa. I think it's a very cool place, but this is so much cooler. although the fudge over there that you guys create is amazing. I had no idea up until today that you make that fudge on site.
We do. We make lots of fudge. We make it every single week, and during the holidays, we're making it every day.
Oh, wow. So it is good stuff. It is Vino 209.